Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, a man on his travels is Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, just back from Canada.
That's right, at a conference in Vancouver, immunology conference. And the striking thing was not many Americans were there.
Normally
the US would go to this because in Canada they had half the delegates in the end, and that was a big disappointment.
And of course that has financial implications for running conferences.
Big loss. The organiser, a woman called Lara, was saying they were devastated. And the reason is they're frightened they can't get back in because they have to cross the border. And then the second thing is the government shutdown means they can't travel. There's a ban on travel if you're funded by the government in the US. So it was a big disappointment, really. And it was a strange conference then, as a result. You can imagine these big lecture theatres.
Sure, and in spite of what Trump has done, I mean, the expertise still lies very much in American institutions.
Oh, it does. Never forget that. They're still very strong, especially in California and Harvard and these places, you know. So they're hoping they'll recover. They're predicting it'll take 3 or 4 years to sort the mess out, but I heard, because lots of staff have been let go. They can't recruit. There's all these issues there. So it's a disturbing time if you're an American in America.
Yeah, scientist. And of course, with the leadership of Robert Kennedy Jr. There, it's... Yeah, I mean, who really wants to be contaminated by that?
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, and you saw the Tylenol business. Have you seen that? The people are suing the company now, and there's no evidence of that link into autism. That's because of his statements, you know. So it's a strange, strange time.
Yeah, and there'll always be a lawyer who'll take a case to try to make a buck. Yeah. You know, full no fee, let's get a few million, and they get a whack. Anyway, there might be something that might change Trump's mind. Might, because I'm not sure he understands any of this stuff. But this is the vaccine, the COVID vaccine and cancer.
Yeah, striking. This, all the talk at the conference was about this, Pat. So what they're showing is, if you have cancer and you get what's called immunotherapy to boost your immune system, if you've also got the vaccine, they're doubling the survival time in lung and melanoma. So it's a remarkable study. Now, it's retrospective. You know, they looked at people who had the vaccine or who didn't, and who had they're called checkpoint inhibitors, and they've noticed this extension of life. With lung cancer, people were living 18 months longer if they'd had the COVID-19 vaccine, which is a very significant thing, you know.
Now, we have been talking for years, you and I, about the quest to get the immune system to do the job of killing cancer. And the reason it doesn't is it seems to recognize a growing cell as a healthy cell.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and tumors are very clever at turning off the immune system. They survive because they repress the immune system. And that was known about 100 years ago, I guess. And as we've discussed, Polly Matzinger, a famous scientist, she said, let's try and get the immune system going.
I remember her because at one point in her youth, she was a Playboy bunny.
She was. She's a remarkable woman. Yeah, that's right. She was a Playboy bunny. And she got talking to some scientists in the Playboy place, and they were immunologists, and then she was inspired into immunology. So this idea of getting the immune system to beat up the tumour has been there for a while. It's been difficult, though, and you would get side effects. Overactivation of the immune system sometimes happens, you know. But finally, they cracked it with these thing called checkpoint inhibitors. Now, what they are is the immune system has a thing called a checkpoint, and the tumour activates the checkpoint that stops the immune system getting in, like a barrier going down. If you stop the barrier, the immune system gets in, is the overall idea.
Okay.
And these are working in about 20-30% of people. We'd love it to be higher than that. And lo and behold, if you get the vaccine with the checkpoint inhibitor, you're doubling the survival time. And that's what this
so
study is.
The idea of this is that the immune system would normally recognize danger in this invasive cancer, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But then the tumor brings the barrier down and says, no, you can't.
You've got it. The tumor triggers the checkpoint and the immune system can't get in to sense the danger. If you stop the checkpoint, now the immune system gets in. But the mystery is being, but why do only 20-30% of people respond? It looks like as if their immune systems are lethargic, you see. And now the vaccine is giving a general boost to your immune system, as well as protecting you against COVID. It's giving a general boost to the immune system.
And do we understand the theory then of why the vaccine actually helps in this way?
We do. Yeah, it's triggering what are called interferons. Now, these are very important immune molecules anyway that wake up the immune system and help you fight a virus. But in this case, the interferons are waking up the immune system to go and kill the tumour. And the mechanism even has been worked out. What's nice is that they've done stuff in mice. If you give a mouse a tumour and the COVID vaccine, it cures the cancer in the mice. And that's really good evidence of this immune boost in that situation.
Now, it just happens that so many people have got the COVID vaccine because we had SARS-CoV-2 affecting us.
Yeah.
So would other vaccines have the same impact?
They probably would. Now, it could be these RNA vaccines, of course. Yeah. And as you might remember, Pfizer and Moderna, their RNA technology, that seems especially good at doing this. And now they're saying any RNA vaccine could be deployed, and there's more in development. Now, of course, as we were discussing, Trump has sadly cut the funding on RNA vaccines. He's against this. You know, he's cut $500 million in funding from this research to develop new vaccines. The hope now is this might actually stimulate him to think, oh, it could be good for cancer. But there's something about the RNA vaccine that seems to kick up the interferons, and they now mobilize the immune system, is the idea.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Now, when you say that the people who don't respond as well because they have a lethargic immune system, what would bring that lethargy about? I mean, are they lifestyle issues?
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking with Dr. Ruth Freeman during the Green Scene item on the program about in Finland, they have brought, what they say, they brought the forest into preschool, yeah, and the kids are playing in the muck, and their immune systems are toughened up and they become less susceptible to allergies and much resistant to infection. So, I mean, if we all play in the muck...
That'll help us for death. That's true, Pat. Like, that's a very interesting study, by the way, that Ruth spoke about. We're all aware of that one as well. You know, dirt is good.
Dirt
is the
good
idea there. The dirt will tickle the immune system, and now that can defend you against many different things, is the idea. If you can do it specifically with this vaccine approach, that's probably a better way to go.
That idea of actually doing things by our lifestyle that would... take the lethargy out of our system and jizz it up.
You've got it. And things like, you know, bad diet, lack of exercise, all those things suppress the immune system and the risk factors in cancer as a result, you know. So a healthy lifestyle will keep your immune system in going. It's still a mystery, though. I say 70% of people aren't responding. We don't know why, you know. If you could crack that, then you can get more people to respond.
25 to 30% of people do respond in this way with the COVID vaccine.
That's right.
And 70% don't.
That's the truth. That's the mystery. Yeah. But having said that, as I say, it's doubling the survival, which is a great statistic to get.
For those who are in the 30% cohort. That's
exactly right. Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
Now, talk to me about the other diseases that might be helped by RNA vaccines. What are they looking at the moment?
Well, things like malaria, you see, because obviously the RNA vaccine technology has been proven in COVID. It saved, by the way, about 2.5 million lives in the first phase of the pandemic. That's the fact of that vaccine, you know? And now they're saying, can RNA be used against things like malaria, TB, and of course HIV? We still have no vaccine against AIDS, you know. And these are all in development. The trouble is that they've cut the funding for these infectious disease vaccines now, you know. So they're hoping that they'll re-galvanize the effort.
To what extent is the science concentrated in the United States? Or are there people working in India, for example? I mean, with a huge population, even if you don't get proportionately the same number of chemists or biochemists as we would have here, when you have a huge population, you still have a huge number of people working
in
research.
And there's Indian companies developing RNA vaccines. And China, remember, the Chinese are making RNA vaccines. And in Europe, the European Union has put another 300 million in to sort of compensate for the Americans. The tragedy is that it was the Americans who invented this technology largely. You know, they developed it. Although it was a German scientist was involved. And yet they're not able to develop it further. And that's why they're so frustrated. And again, the conference I was at, this is the big complaint. You know, we have the technology, they say, just give us the money to keep doing it. You know, and they're trying to convince the administration to reverse this decision.
Now, I don't know whether you have been back to America recently at all. You've been to Canada, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is there a despondent mood in the scientific community?
There is, because they can't recruit. So a good friend of mine in Princeton, she can't recruit people into her lab, she was telling me, you know, because people don't want to go there. Now, what that means is there's more scientists in Europe competing for a smaller number of jobs. It's having a knock-on effect, you know, because people don't want to go there. They don't want to go because they don't like the politics, maybe. They're worried about the visa system, you know. So these famous labs are having trouble recruiting as well. So it is a bit of a mood of despondency.
And, of course, the cost of a visa now for companies that want to recruit is horrendous.
Huge, yeah. And of course, they're pressing now to reverse all this, you know. I think once the evidence continues to grow that these American famous places can't recruit, that'll be another reason, hopefully, to change things over there is the idea.
Well, science never sleeps.
It never sleeps.
Even when one continent might be asleep, generally speaking, people keep working away. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us. Hang on, one text here before you go. Ask, is the DNA of all cancers known?
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They sequence the DNA, you see, because it's a mutation in the DNA that causes the tumor. And then if you know what the mutation is, you can design a vaccine based on that mutation. So that's a big effort. They're sequencing all these tumors all the time now with the DNA technology to learn where the glitch is, if you know what I mean.
So is the promise that eventually all cancers will be
absolutely
cured? You kind of die of something, don't
you? You'll die of old age, I suppose. Yeah. Now, the promise would be to vaccinate, because then you're going to get the immune system to kill the tumor. And remember, the immune system remembers. So if the tumor crops up again, and tumors often recur, the immune system is good to go the next time and stop you getting the cancer. A bit like we have an infectious disease. That's the real hope. You know?
And the other thing, I mean, there's a campaign going on to get people to take the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine for those who are of a certain age. Yep. Is there something new in each of those vaccines this year?
No. Well, the flu vaccine will be different every winter, as you know, because the flu changes. The COVID one hasn't changed. And it's still very effective. If you're over 60 and you have any underlying conditions, you'd be wise to take flu and COVID vaccines to protect you.
Another one has just come in. My practice nurse recently highly recommended a vaccine for pneumonia. I presume that'd be pneumonococcal.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, there's a great vaccine for pneumonia. And there are new vaccines coming out all the time, remember, for current infectious diseases as well. And there's new ones arriving that are very protective again. And obviously pneumonia can be lethal. If you're vulnerable, Pat, is the message. Get the vaccine. If you're a child, baby, they're vulnerable. If you're older, get the vaccine. It'll protect you.
And shingles?
Shingles, absolutely. Shingles is a great one for that as well, by the way. And have you seen the stuff while we're at it on the shingles vaccine protecting against Alzheimer's? Have you seen this?
I saw a story on that. I wasn't sure.
That's panning out. Yeah, that's been repeated now in two or three studies, that if you have the shingles vaccine, it decreases your risk of Alzheimer's. Again, to do with the immune system, we think. Yeah. You're triggering the immune system
now,
to behave
itself. It's an expensive vaccine, but still.
It should be free. I mean, it's ridiculous that people have to pay for that. In other countries, it's free.
I just think if it did mitigate against dementia.
Yeah.
Just think of the money that would be saved long term.
The impact would be huge. And remember, shingles is a very painful disease anyway. Yeah. So that the advice is, even though you have to pay it, if you can afford it, get the shingles vaccine.
Once again, Luke O'Neill, a professor of biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.